Thank you for downloading this episode of the Dad Podcast. You want to help support the show? Tell your friends. Get the word out. Facebook, Twitter, smoke signals. Maybe even take out a Craigslist personal. Whatever you gotta do. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. How are you on this fine day, sir?
I feel cool.
Good.
It's quite chilly in here.
Oh, is it?
But I like it. No.
Okay, I was going to say. Then phrase something to where it sounds like a compliment and not an insult. You say, I feel cool, that's good. And then you add the chilly, then I feel bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's delightful in here.
There you go. Nailed it. But pep it up with the emotion a little bit. Like it seems, you know, have some fun with it.
All right. Throw me my line again.
All right. How are you doing this fine day, sir?
I have to go.
Okay. All right. Nailed it. Crushed it. What to talk about? Lots going. We had, let's see. Jack went to hip hop class to observe. I think that's happened since last we spoke.
He had a hop along like a drive along.
It was just him. Looks like he's opted for the second class. It's just hip hop. That way he could get to his roots.
Yeah, right.
And really connect and really offend some black people when he gets into school. I'm sure.
Sure.
We want him to be like Justin Timberlake. I think is his mother's game plan. And let's see.
That's the retirement plan.
That is, which I guess means that I think not this or this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
He goes to, whatchamahoozit? He goes to the new class for the first time this Saturday.
Okay.
More to talk about that next week. What else happened? Interesting thing happened to me, and I'm not complaining about it. Let me first preface that.
Okay.
But we had a play date. And when you have a play date, like here's the thing, this is going to sound like, and I don't, that's what I'm afraid of. I almost didn't bring this up, but it's going to sound like I'm frustrated with the other parents. And I want to make it clear that that is not the case here. I am not frustrated. I am more just curious of the difference in times, as will often come up on this show.
Yes.
Is that the, when we were kids, right? Was it couth for you to be dropped off at somebody else's house, and then parents would just leave you there.
Like a drop and run?
Yeah.
Listen, I was raised off leash.
Okay.
So
you weren't even a latchkey kid?
You had
a piece of yarn, but no key.
My mother was working. She was a single mom. Mm-hmm. And so we were basically unsupervised, and it seemed to me that most of our friends were too.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Here's the thing that's happened to
parents.
But
really, a little older than these kids. I don't have recollections of being 4 and 6 and what was happening there.
I was left home alone for 3 hours, 2 hours. Like, we'd get out of school, I think, like 2, 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And my mom would walk in the door at about 4 or 5, depending on the day. And so I was by myself from the age of, I think, like 7 or 8. I could be misremembering. I know 8 for sure. I could be as early as 7. And that was never a big deal. There were days that I would go to my grandma's house on my bike, which was, you know, probably a 20-minute bike ride off the top of my head. And that was also not a big deal. But
at that age, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
As we've done, and I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird thing that I don't remember me looking at my own childhood through other child's lenses, if that makes sense. Like, I always thought I had a normal childhood. Like, I think every kid does. I think every kid thinks whatever situation they're in, even if you got Uncle Lou putting cigarettes out on you, you think that's normal. You think that's the way it's supposed to go. Like a baby tiger cub that's born blind. I always use that analogy because I saw that at SeaWorld, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so here's the point. I don't know why they had tigers in with the lions or the killer whales, dumbass. But so I would do that all the time, and now it's like, but now I feel like things are different. So I'm not saying it bothered me. I'm just, I'm not used to being being on that end of the old school way.
Well, you know it's different because when you were the age of your own children, you could run down the street ahead of your parents and there wouldn't be people with
nobody would stop you.
Heads on a swivel right. going, right. hey, wait a minute, what's
whose
going
kid
on?
Is this? Yeah. Right. No. And so I still think I'm kind of that old school parent. That's how
yeah.
I roll.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're doing a play date.
Yeah.
Jacob goes over to a friend's house one day.
Next time somebody asks you about that, gives you a hard time.
Yeah.
You say to them, how are you supposed to catch the predators if you don't put out a little bait?
Right. Thank you. Know,
exactly.
Thank you.
You're servicing the community.
My son
by dangling
is taking
your son.
A bullet yeah. for everybody else. Remind me about our neighbors, the Pahones, later, because I have a very funny story
okay.
for them.
Okay.
So don't let me forget that one. So after I get this out. So I'm sitting. So we have play date. I go over. It's a one person play date, and so we go over there. And then the next day, we're having the gang over to our house. Like everybody's going to come over. Boys are going to hang out, play games. One of the kids has a younger sibling that is the same age as Jack. So they were like, "Hey, can she come too?" I was like, "Absolutely, come on over."
Right.
And I'm the guy who will like have things, you know. And it was I felt bad because I kind of. Not again, I'm not saying it was a bad thing. I kind of assumed that everybody would be overprotective and that they would not just come and leave me with five children by myself.
Right.
So that's what my assumption was. So but that's what happened. It just so happened that we were trying out a new babysitter, so I had somebody else there. And, and I never, like I said, like at one of the moms, I think also thought that, I think she thought that she was one of the moms who was not going to be there and that there was going to be another parent there. And she was like, well, I got to go run an errand. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like,
right.
Like my response to that always is like, I'm always going to be okay. Like, I will be good. Yeah. I will be fine.
Your kid, I don't know.
Well, your kid, my influence on your kid, these are all things that you should worry about. Not whether or not I'm going to be okay. Like, I think if there's one thing I can handle, it's five boys playing video games. And it's also a very different time than what I remember it being. Like, everybody is so articulate now. Like, these kids are like, and so cool about like sharing. And like, I remember we used to just get like just fuming pissed at each other about sharing a two controller Nintendo game. Like, it would just be like, you son of a bitch, dude, it's my turn. Like, we would just, and you know, and whoever's house it was. Like, and there was kind of an unspoken rule that if you were at the person's house, they, you know, they kind of got a heads up. But some friends were kind of assholes even about that.
Yeah.
All these kids are so cool, man. Jacob has stumbled into the best group of friends that a kid could ever ask for.
Are they cool or are they pussies?
Both. Like, they're cool pussies. What makes them pussies is that they don't fight. They're not looking to puff each other's chest. They don't they don't have weird insecurities. There's not a hole in them that they're trying to fill by beating up someone else.
Right.
They're just super cool, fun kids that are just having a good time.
They're trying to fill the hole with video games is what they're doing.
Maybe, I guess. But it's
just a different filling.
I'm okay with that hole being there.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean? It's at least it's not the whole of trying to make somebody, you know, blowing somebody else's candle because they think theirs burns brighter.
Like, yeah.
None of that exists with these kids. And they wrestle, too. That was the other thing. They go out in the pool, and this was, I was like, should I not be allowing this? Like, they're in the pool, and they're kind of wrestling with each other in the water.
Yeah.
And here's how I'm wired.
They had brought suits, I'm assuming.
No, naked. All of them naked. No, of course. So,
but especially you.
Yes. I'm watching from my shower.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Via Periscope. I put the Periscope out there, and then I watch them from there.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there watching, and I have the thing where I go, like normal people would go, hey, no, not in water, because somebody could drown.
That would be me.
But the reality of it is like, who's going to drown in 5 seconds or less? Like, you know what I mean? Like, kid goes,
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Right. Roll the dice. Let them have fun. You know what I mean? Let boys be boys.
Yeah.
And so it was
or let
fun.
Boys be buoys.
Yeah, right.
As the case may be.
But here's the thing that the other reason why I want to talk about it. I don't know. Let me know if you're watching in the chat room. I can't look at this chat. Somebody's watching on Periscope and says I have a huge forehead. It's because it's a fucking fisheye lens so you can see the whole goddamn room, right?
Yeah,
ooh, that's cool.
I'm not really a fat man. It's the lens.
It's a funhouse mirror that they put on the camera. I want to know if you think if you would do this, if you would take your kid to somebody else's house and leave them, because I think that's kind of an old school thing. And at first I was like, wow, these people really trust me.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But then this is what I think really happened. I think they don't want to be around me. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Why would that be?
Right? Like, and it was so funny for being as maybe this is a new phase in my life. Maybe the therapy has like posthumously kicked in. I don't know. It's a posthumously, but you know, it's kicked in to a point where I don't feel insecure about people liking me like I used to. I don't know if it's an age thing, but it's like this thing where. Like right now, I should not be saying this on the podcast. I'll say this real quick. Let's just say there's somebody at my new job that does not like me and I could give a fuck. Like,
okay.
And it feels awesome. Anybody who is now like I used to be,
yeah.
Oh my God, let that shit go. Because it, however much worrying about being right and wanting to be right you may have in your head,
yeah.
Nothing feels more free than not giving a shit. Oh my God, it feels amazing. But here's the drawback. I'm sitting there going, but... Why would they? They must have other stuff they want to do because I'm a delight. I'm fun to be around. I got good booze. I make a cocktail.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you don't judge. I don't judge. Do I judge?
Until you turn on the microphones, but they're long gone by then.
They're long gone. They don't have the internet, right?
No.
And maybe I am judgmental, but not to their face. No.
yeah, that's what I mean.
Here's what I do, though. Here's what I think I do that might be off-putting to people is. This is an exaggerated version of who I am, and I will like to tell the same kind of inappropriate stories to people, and I'll be like, am I right? And there's a part of me that hopes that I will find someone to sit next to me who will go, yeah, right, man, up top, like high five.
Right.
But more often than not, it's like,
right.
It's more often that reaction.
Yeah.
But I found it weird that I was sitting there going, oh, it's good. It was kind of funny that while my son is... you know, broadening out into his social horizon of his life, right?
Yes.
And I'm equally excited because I love all of the parents, all of the parents that are of his friends.
Yeah.
Awesome people. Like just really, really fun people.
Uh-huh.
My favorite so far, the Mexicans. Oh my God. And
are there specific ones or do you just mean as a group?
The whole people?
Yeah.
No, just these two.
Just these two.
These two. No, and it's funny because I think they're like Colombian or, you know, all the same.
I'm sure they will take exception to your calling them the
well it was great. Here's how I know, because this is a great example of this. We're hanging out and her husband has just the greatest sense of humor, and then it's like he's got the Latin accent, which does almost more than the British one does for humor, because he can play that, even though he's super smart, he can play that he's kind of dumb.
Yes.
Instead of it sounding super posh when he's talking about banging and feces, you know what I mean? But what he does is he said something like, we were looking around the house, and he said, we saw when the house was for sale. And so we would come by and take a look in the windows just to see what was going on, you know? And he kind of looks at his wife and he goes, that was what, like 3 weeks ago? You know, we've been in the house for 2.5+ years. And I said, you know what's so funny about that is I'm so glad we brought this out and it's out in the open. I go, my wife has been complaining, like, there are Mexicans looking in our window. And I said Mexicans because they're not from Mexico.
Right.
And they started laughing. And I said, and they go, wow, so you're race? I go, I'm not race. My wife. I go, listen, right. I'm colorblind. I see you just as people that I like to have drinks with.
It's all her.
And they have their own cocktail that they named after their street. And it's fucking delicious, and I got drunk at it at their house.
Oh, you can't tell me what it's called.
It's called the Fairview.
It's called Sepulveda.
No, you can. There's 87,000 houses on one road.
I know.
Yeah, so it's great. I love them. I think everybody's great. May not be a fan of me. I think those two are. Maybe the others aren't. I don't know.
Hang on. There's a couple of things that ran through my mind. One is that it may be a toss-up between whether they don't like you or whether they don't like their own children.
I don't know.
Either way, they're trying to get away from them. And two, I just found it interesting in light of a conversation we had the other day about how, like, you get shanghaied into staying at the house that you don't want to stay at because your kid says don't go or you're going to stay with me. And so these people were free of that child saying stay here. They didn't want to be here. And it could have nothing to do with you. They just want to split the way you just want to split.
Yeah, I think what it is that they want to go get stuff done. Like, that's what they want to do or just sit. I don't know.
But I do find it, for me, I find it odd that you wouldn't have known that that was the setup. Like, if I were involved...
Right, it was not established in advance.
That feels weird to me. I know I couldn't do that.
I told one of the moms, like, she was coming, and she said, oh, will they be swimming? And I go, oh, you know what? I forgot to take the cover off the pool, because you have to shock... It's just a little kiddie pool. It's not, like, a real pool, so you have to shock it. I don't have a pool guy, although I do really want to... call a pool guy to have him look at that 8-foot pool. It'd be so awesome.
I know.
So how much take care of this all summer before I collapse it at the end of September. But so you have to, I put the shock stuff. I buy it online. I treat it every time they go swimming. And so it keeps the water clear, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, sometimes it gets out of hand if I don't stay on top of it. So I said, oh, I haven't checked the water. I said, but you know what? Play it safe and send the things, because I knew they were going to be here for a couple hours. I said, worst case scenario, I could shock it and it'll be ready in 20 minutes, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So she shows up with a backpack and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I go, here's the thing. I got a babysitter coming. We're going to try her out. But I figured since I have help, like, we could all hang out and she can kind of also help out with the kids and we can have pizza. And I said, I got more ginger beer for you, because she doesn't drink, but she likes the nice ginger ale. And there's a whole story about where she thought that I was trying to get her drunk because it said ginger beer and not ginger ale. And... So, and she was like, and then I could just see it in her eyes. I know, when, like, I'm not that socially inept, but I could, I kinda, right. And then she goes, here's the thing. my youngest is at home asleep right now, and so I was kind of hoping I could just jet back there. And
how far away was she?
Oh, they all live like a couple. No, I think her older son was there with the kid.
Okay.
I don't think she left him by.
Yeah, I think peek in. The 9-month-old is asleep. Oh, he'll be good.
He'll be fine. Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, even if it was, I don't care. Like, trust me, if you met this woman, she's a far better. It's always those people that we decide to get looked down our nose at, too. I would rather. Here's the thing. There are people, like I said, I've said this before. Don't ever Google bad parents in the news if you ever want to sleep again.
Right.
And those people, I would like to be able to sit on a podcast and judge. This lady, because she walks a block and a half to pick up, to drop off swimsuits, and it's only because of my loquacious ass that she's still talking and not back at her kid's side. There. So I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not worried about her. She's not on my radar. Gotcha. But so I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think she kind of felt bad that she, you know what I mean? And I said, you know what? That's totally no big deal. She's like, I'll come over later. I'll come over later.
Yeah. She never came over.
She never came over. Never came over. Kid had to get picked up for soccer, which was all of it fine. Like, here's the thing, and I don't.
And it was weird. It was that black guy.
Yes, who nobody knew.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. It's this thing where I realized it in my life is that as much as and I don't know if this is the reason. This could be me like blaming my parents for stuff that's not really their fault, but. My dad always treated me like an adult, like I was a 30-year-old from the time I was a kid.
Right,
and I always liked, it's like I feel like I get along with people that are usually about 10 years older than I am better than I would, say, somebody my age or younger, especially.
Yeah.
Very rarely can I get along with somebody younger than me, or have I ever in my past. In fact, I didn't think, if I could not bang my wife, 8 months would probably still be beyond my limit. So I would have gone after a Mrs. Robinson type situation. So. But what comes with that is that I think I haven't really had a ton of friends, because when you go through school and you like hanging out with older people, you're not cool. So you have to get well into college before older people will actually have an interest in hanging out with you, kind of thing. And I'm sitting there going, like, I like hanging out with these people, but I don't know that they like hanging out with me. Which is also fine. It doesn't bother me. But I think it's, weirdly enough, it's what makes me socially awkward, is that I want to just put it all out there. I want to just say, I want them to feel comfortable enough to say, I don't like you. Yeah. You're kind of off-putting to me, but I think it's cool that our kids hang out. And I like dropping my kid off here. And then I could go, oh, okay.
Right. Here's what you do. Next time you flip it when the visit is over at their place. And you're like, no, I'm here all afternoon. I'm here. I'm settling in. And they go, you know, you really don't need to stay.
Ah, that'll be my test.
Then you'll know. You'll go, okay, that's
There was multiple offers of saying, you know, next week we'll take Jacob. And it's that thing. And here's the thing. The comedian in me goes, oh, so you'll take one of my children while I took two? You know what I mean? Like, that's the comedian in me. I don't really care.
Right.
Because here's the reason I don't care. Like I said.
That's the exchange rate.
Yeah, exactly. All of the kids are so good, man. Yeah. I mean, really, like, I sat there and kind of interviewed a babysitter for, you know, and she hung out and I got to see how she interacts with the kids and all that stuff. And it was easy. It was so okay. And I bought pizza and then everybody had dinner and it was fine. It was totally fine. Yeah. Jacob had the time of his life. And it, listen, if it's kind of cool to be the place that everybody wants to go and hang sure, out. You know what I mean? Sure. It's going to be awesome. Like, score these kids beer and stuff when they're 12. Right. It's going to be great. Yes, it's going to be a lot
absolutely.
Of fun. Everybody's going to have a good time.
Yeah. That's why do you think those kids who stole the beer from the liquor store came right over here?
Yeah. They were
they
trying
just
to
missed it by one house.
They sniffed it. They could smell it.
They knew where the cool house
they
was.
They smell it. If they would have showed up with a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon, I would have gotten them high out of their mind. And then if I'm stoned and drunk, I'm like, hey, guys, you want to get a shotgun? Let's just shotgun. We shoot over to school. No, come on, buckshot. It'll shoot like 40 feet in the air. It'll just fall down at a slow speed. It'd be fine. That's what I sound like when I'm drunk, by the way. So the other thing I want to...
Oh, darn it. I was going to bring over some liquor.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the Bajones, our neighbors, yes. George, who has that fantastic... We haven't played that song. I know to put that in the pre-show mix, his band, Cairo Knife Fight. Mm. Definitely Google that. Yes. But the it was funny. They were out walking the dog. And I guess a cop had rolled by. I'd seen a cop drive by like three times. I don't know if you noticed yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, well, they're keeping an eye out for the Mexicans.
There's only two, and they're totally cool. I'll call the non-emergency
line. Somebody in the room said you should have them do the pool.
Who? The Mexicans?
The Mexicans, as long as they're over.
You know what's funny is that they're a psychologist and like a civil engineer.
Yeah,
I
sure.
I couldn't
far
understand
better
them.
Than either you or I.
I couldn't
understand them?
It's not that I couldn't understand them. I'm saying that whatever they do when they talk about their actual job is like way over my head. Exactly. Like, I don't get it. But so the Pajones are out walking around, and the cops had made multiple trips, and I kind of noticed, but I was like, whatever, I'm mowing my yard. And they said, hey, did you see the cops are out looking for a 6-year-old on a bicycle? I guess he's missing. And I said, he's not missing. I kicked his ass out. Like, he's done.
Yeah.
And they started laughing. And then this is why I like this neighborhood so much, because I found people that I could say this shit to that doesn't make her go, all right.
Like, right, yeah.
And they just kind of sleek back into their house. Although I am. Yeah,
and call the authorities.
I didn't think of that. It's really funny if this is the case, because they're walking in, and I wonder, like, when they see me, what if I'm the guy in the neighborhood that when I start walking, because they were across the street when they were telling me this. And so rather than yell across, they're like, oh, fuck, you know, here he comes. Keep it on the podcast, asshole. That's where people want to hear you fucking wax on blah, 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 blah. But that made me laugh that I made multiple. And I said, if you want, I can go put my boy in a green shirt and have him ride around on his bike real quick. And then say you could call it in and get credit for it. Because I guess if she gets an Amber Alert on her phone, she's like a vigilante. She goes out searching for that kid in the car.
Well, now what I wonder is I have occasionally got Amber Alerts, that's easy for you to say, on my phone, but not on a regular basis. Why am I not getting all of them? Not that I want any of them.
Yeah, I don't know how, because I never got one for that 6-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that's a horrible conversation for me to have. No, not even, but I got another one. I wonder, because here's the thing. Remember in the movies where you had to be missing for 3 days before the cops could get involved? I feel like a 6-year-old has to have, like, you know how there's dog years?
Yeah.
I feel like there needs to be hours of missing based on how old you are.
Yes, there may be. I don't know.
I feel like 6-year-old, if you haven't seen him today in 30 minutes, whereas, to kind of bring this whole conversation around, is that when you and I were kids, if you didn't see your 6-year-old in probably 4 hours, maybe you should notify the authorities.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? Except that, again, my mother, I had a mother in absentia, so she was never around at all. And so she wouldn't have known if we were missing.
Is that a fancy way of saying absent? Is that
yes,
absentia?
I had an absent mother. Yes.
Absent mother. Okay. So, and that's, did she ever lose you and find you like someplace silly?
I'm trying to think of something funny. No.
Sometimes
what I'm saying,
you just answer quick. Why don't you do this moving forward? If you ask something and immediately something hits you that's funny, go ahead and go with that. But if you don't, just answer the question. It makes things just kind of smooth.
Okay.
Right on.
All right. Very good. I'll make a note of that. No, I don't believe that. That I don't have any recollection. I take the fifth.
My dad found me, there was one time I was really lost, and I was known, again, because I was the guy who liked hanging around with older kids, even though I was 6, I would go over to my neighbor's house. And can you imagine having me as a neighbor kid? Like, as obnoxious as I am now, Yeah. Right? Imagine not having 30 years of being told or joked about how obnoxious you are, yes, kind of burrowed into you.
I think there's a Kids in the Hall sketch like that with a guy who's like painting a chair on his in his driveway and the neighborhood kid just
yeah, that was me.
A million questions.
My dad's favorite moment that this neighbor that I had, he was wheelchair bound, and one time I guess when I was like 4 years old, I said to him like, "Dave, why don't you get up and walk around with like the rest of us? Are you just lazy?" He goes, but Dad, that's rude. He goes, "Yeah, but you didn't mean it that way." And the best part was is that the guy didn't know what to say. Like, he just flummoxed because he kind of half thought it was funny, but was like, right, didn't know how seriously he should take yeah, it. And evidently, he had cross member pieces, like, so it'd make a cross, like, underneath his wheelchair. And I would come over to their house. His wife would let me in. I was like his Dennis the Menace, and he was my Mr. Wilson. And it was unfair because he was handicapped. He couldn't run away.
No.
He couldn't push me down.
He couldn't
kick you. No. And I would sit Indian style on the cross piece of his wheelchair, like kind of yeah, tucked underneath it because he'd have to park it in the doorway of his bathroom and yes, talk to this man while he's taking a paralyzed shit. Oh. That's what I would do. Which meant that everything had to run its natural course. It was, you know what I mean? And I would, and Dave told me when I got much older, he goes, "It used to drive me nuts because you'd be sitting there just talking and talking while I'm trying to go to the bathroom."
Yeah.
And I would, it would be so uncomfortable. And then just randomly, he would say, I would say, I guess in mid sentence, I just thought, "Oh, Dave, that really stinks. That one's bad, man." Right. And then just go back into like just doing a fucking podcast to him.
Yes. Where and you wonder why the parents the are out, running from the house as quickly
now,
as their kids' feet hit the ground.
But I'm better now. I have more fun. I have better stories. How about, trust me, I've got fucking 7 and 4 year olds. They're fucking boring. Yeah.
No, what I imagine now is that you don't stop telling the story when you go into to the other parent. When you go into the bathroom to take your shit, you leave the door open. No, come here. This is a good one.
Talking to them. Going.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I spray air freshener while I talk to them.
Gotcha. I wanted to stop for a second and just yeah, say that we live in an age of miracles with technology and access to information and everything like that. And a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about kids and like dog years for a little kid. And mm-hmm, if a 6-year-old is missing for half an hour, that's the same thing as somebody who's missing half a day, whatever it was. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll just find out. And I started to type it in. And then I stopped because I didn't want to have in my browser how long do you wait before.
That's how that guy yeah, got busted right, when he left his kid in there. Like, how long can you leave a kid in the car?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And then I thought, no, I better not.
You want to put it in my browser?
I better not even put it in my browser.
I feel
yes,
strong.
Yes, type in, how long does a child need to be missing before they call the police on me?
Okay. I really appreciate how long before a child is declared
okay,
missing. What are you saying? Okay, like now it's a gauntlet?
No. That's good.
Did I mess up your sentence?
I said it a little differently, but it doesn't matter. I said before they call
oh
the police.
God.
Before they call the police on me. It was a joke.
People listening. But I know what a joke, but people listening. Can you imagine what it is for that to be here forever? I bounce a lot back and forth. Most of the time. Yeah. I'm going to say 99% of the time I'm on your side above Luna's. But this moment, I'm on her side. For you, I'm fucking saying the basic.
Basically yeah, no, I said that's good, and I said
no.
That's
you didn't
good,
say that's good. You said okay. That's what she gets to deal with. The fucking passive aggressive.
God. Oh my god!
No, my god! You on top of
are
that?
Are you also on your period?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that
I am.
That explains everything.
I am menstruating, to quote my own act. Declared missing before you call the cops. So let's see what that says. 5 things to know about missing persons reports. blogs.finelaw. There is no waiting period. Many shows and movies have publicized a 24 or 48-hour waiting period to report missing people, but that doesn't exist in real police offices. As soon as you know an adult or child is missing, report it to police. Anyone can be a missing person. It's not just limited to children, it says. Bring the right information, blah, blah, blah. Give all the details. So we kind of.
Wow. Actually,
yeah.
Well, I'm actually angry at Hollywood.
Right? Incomparable that, bitches.
I think they have done a tremendous disservice to. Can you imagine how many people might have been found if people weren't waiting an extra day to call the police?
Hold on.
What?
I hope that's another. Oh, wait, is that a joke?
No,
okay.
That was not a
that's
joke.
That's what I'm going to do.
I imagine.
Okay.
I tried to bring a level of discourse.
Okay. Doesn't feel good, does it? No, okay.
I was saying it. I was actually enthused about what you wrote, and you're doing it maliciously.
Okay. Looks like Daddy just found another tool for his tool belt. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, let's get to this bullshit that I found online. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm sure you guys have seen this at this point, but I was just curious because I think it's crazy. 14-year-old Texas built a homemade digital clock to impress his engineering teacher on Monday and got arrested because the school thought it looked like a bomb. Now, President Obama has invited him to the White House, and Mark Zuckerberg has invited him to Facebook headquarters. There's video of this online that I did not take to take the time to grab because I think it's a kind of an old hat story by now. But have you heard this already?
Yes, I have. When you said that it happened on Monday, you meant like last Monday.
Yes, exactly. Did I say Monday?
Ago. You said Monday. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were just you bugger.
This is so great. This is the best thing to ever happen to me, and I mean that. Okay. Oh, my head hurts now.
Good.
I just got a laugh headache. Those are the worst and best. I just feel like, you know what I love about these kinds of things? Like the biggest reason that it's getting all the publicity or whatever you want to call it, the press coverage, is because the kid's fucking name is literally Ahmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it wasn't Ahmed or Ahmed Muhammad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Double down.
And so, but here's the thing. I know we joke about me being a racist, and maybe I hope this doesn't make me sound like one, but I kind of feel like if your name is Ahmed Muhammad, you kind of should, you know what I mean? Like, you should kind of know. You should kind of be like, hey, guess what? You know what I mean? Because, and here's the, but the real problem, like, hey, guess what? I should not bring these things. That's why they made cell phones with cameras on them. And I could take a picture of it and show it to my teacher what I did and how I did it and all that stuff.
It wasn't part of like a fair or
no, it was not just part of a project. He just figured out because I saw the video and he basically says that, you know, I like to build things and invent things. And I came up with a way of making a clock and he kind of talks you through all the parts and pieces and everything. So he built it from scratch, essentially, this clock.
Yeah.
And because he's building it the way he's building it, it's not like in a little alarm clock. It's just it's like a 1960s computer that would take up a gym. He built a wristwatch that takes up a backpack is essentially what he did. So you can, the thing I get about it is that I don't like the people that are like, oh, these people, what are they doing? They can't do that to this boy, you know?
Right.
Obviously, yes. That's stupid. That's just bananas dumb to me. On the same note, I get why they're looking. You know what I mean? I get why they were like, to arrest him? Too much.
I think so.
The real person that I think is wrong with this is the teacher that he brought it into, because the teacher that he brought it into said to him, I would not show this to anyone else. And what that teacher should have done is immediately contacted the administration and say, there is a boy here who has a lot of electronics and a backpack. His name is Ahmed Muhammad. And just so you know, I understand that it is just a digital clock that he brought in to show me, but I want to make sure everybody's on the same page and knows what's
when
up.
When you said the administration, I thought you meant the Obama administration.
Yeah, the Obama administration. Well, there's
if
this
you
other
see
boy.
Something, say something.
There's another 13-year-old boy, and I hate this kid. I wish I would have grabbed the audio for this. I'm sorry, but there's another little boy who made like a YouTube video that it was like, you know, really, Obama, you're going to invite this kid to the White House. Meanwhile, all these other people are the victims of horrible, like, what was it? They're talking about the illegal immigrant that shot the lady in San Francisco. Those people don't get to come to the White House. And he's like making all these points that are, it's just, all it is it's an overly confident 12-year-old who had a lot of mom sunshine blown up his ass. And what really needs to be happening is he needs a dad to backhand his ass and say, shut up. Nobody gives a fuck about what you have to say because you're 12, asshole. He's like, really? He goes, really, Mr. President? Really? Like, it's a lot of
really?
Oh my God, it fucking drove me up a wall. But I here's the thing. I like the kid. I like everything. Especially the photo that he tweeted or his sister tweeted of him like going, what? lot with the angry black cop in the background.
That's Ahmed.
That's Ahmed Muhammad, okay. Who is wearing a NASA fucking t-shirt. Like, all of this could not break worse for the Texas school system and right. police department.
Right, and he's in handcuffs.
Because he is. Yes. Like, if you haven't seen the picture, yeah, he's cuffed into school. There's a cop behind him, and he's like, I don't know what's happening. And he's wearing a NASA t-shirt. He... As Gary said when we were talking about this at KFI, he said that he weighs all of 80 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
And it just, he doesn't look intimidating or anything.
Soaking wet in kerosene.
Right, exactly. And a bunch of screws and coffee cans that he's going to use to shred the rest of the school. But, yeah, I feel bad for the kid, and I feel bad for everybody who was just trying to do the right thing and play it safe. Because that's the thing. We do this thing where it's like, if you would have done this, we wouldn't have had all the bomb would have gone. And then when you catch somebody, well, you can't just stop people. That's profiling. You can't profile. Oh my God. Fucking hell. This is good times. This combined with the previous story are the state of affairs in the United States of America. Why aren't you playing? I want you to play, and you decided not to play. Oh, this is what you want to take a picture of? Okay.
It was the mood lighting. You put on the sexy lighting for
there we go.
Show.
I fixed it. Profile? No, I did not say profile. Somebody asked. I said profile, but I like profile. A school banned kids from playing tag to ensure physical and emotional safety. What are we doing? What is happening?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Hopefully you wrapped your kids in bubble wrap this morning before you send them off to school. A school district in Mercer Island, Washington just banned kids from playing tag at recess. A spokeswoman says they... Oh, of course it's a spokeswoman.
Yeah.
Says they outlawed tag because, quote, students are...
Because she couldn't keep up.
Students are... You know, the male boys are... the girl taggers are only getting 75% of the boy taggers.
Yes.
Tags. It's horrible.
Yes.
A spokeswoman says they outlawed the tag because, quote, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students. So apparently all these years, tag has been a game of physical and psychological torture that could destroy kids for life. Parents are complaining, of course, because that's what parents do. But also because this really seems ridiculous. One mom says kids need the opportunity to play whatever they want at recess because now, quote, my son has been spending most of his recesses wandering around with his friends talking about video games, which is the last thing I want. This might be happening at the school right behind us. Can you imagine?
Well, when you first said it, I thought it was because it was along the lines of, you know, everyone gets a participation trophy. It was like somebody's always stuck being it because they can't catch everybody else. And so
it's worse. It sounds like what they're saying is we don't want to get a sexual harassment case.
That's what it sounds like. And that got kind of creepy. Oh, I shouldn't use that word.
Yeah, no. That word never breaks well for you.
No.
I just don't like, what are we doing? How does it make sense to say, oh, they should not be doing, like, fun stuff that has been happening for years? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that is sad.
It's they're not saying, they're not playing Red Rover, send racial slur right over. They're not playing that game. You know what I mean? There are things that should be outdated. They're not trying to.
I'm sorry. Was racial slur a part of that game?
Yeah, you didn't know that? That's how we played it in my school. No, it never was.
Okay.
That was a joke.
Like,
when I was trying to come up with an archaic way, like they're not taking the girl who kissed all the boys already and trying to stone her next to the four square lot or the tether balls. Like, there are things that do become arcane, but I can't imagine that there's anybody like that. Here's the thing. These are things that I believe people should vote on.
Right.
Not have just, you know what I mean?
But if you have them vote on it, then it will get voted just the way it went anyway.
No.
Because look, Bill Johnson, little Billy Johnson.
That prick.
Was using the game as an excuse to touch not only Sarah's bottom.
Yeah.
But Jennifer's jugs.
Did you see, though, the scrunchie she had when she was asking for it?
She was. And so what are you going to do? And it wasn't just Billy. It was also Ahmed was doing it as well.
That's not okay. Because Ahmed has a cultural history of mistreating women,
yes.
And nobody wants their daughter playing tag with Ahmed.
I understand. Right? I think you're right.
I wonder how long before that. You know how like the joke has always been like, you know, you don't want to bring home a black guy to your dad or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
When does it become a Muslim guy? Like, I'm sure it's already there in a lot of places. But
oh, I imagine so. In Boston,
I'm curious
for
in the
example.
Social cycle.
Sorry,
of
Boston.
What. As social as there goes all our listeners. The social cycle of how that stuff comes about and then goes away. You know what I mean? Like, yes. When will we be having conversations like, remember how my kid wouldn't let his daughter date a Muslim kid? And that was funny.
I don't know if it'll
go away. When do we get to be the guys who are setting our ways? Or am I already doing that right now? I have lots of questions and no answers.
You've got a lot of ways and you're very set in them. Yes.
But no, I mean set in the ways in that I have an archaic way of thinking.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
oh,
but
okay.
Also that you have, look, you don't strike me as a guy who, if I bring you a good argument, you'll just cave, or any argument. Okay. You've got, this is right, what's right is right, and that's that.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
You come off as very passionate.
Okay.
You're doing it again. But as long as we're talking about racial slurs.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I got your attention. did you see the recent, I guess, season premiere of Blackish?
Oh, my God. Brilliant, I thought.
You think that
you don't watch. You throw the word incomparable. No, okay, go back and do your line that I stole, all right? So you say, did you see this last
week? It's a premiere of Blackish?
Oh, brilliant, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
No, you say, okay, why? Oh, okay, I don't know, I fucked it up. You're supposed to passive aggressively go, okay.
Okay.
All right, try again.
Okay. Okay, there you go. I got it finally.
Yeah, you nailed it. Okay.
Yes, I found it, it was almost like Inception in that they're having a conversation about a word that they can't have a conversation about, mm-hmm. so they alternately bleep it.
That's what I thought was brilliant.
And refer to it. And what I'd be very interested in finding out was, were they actually using the word?
Oh, while they're taping.
Yeah, because they know they're going to bleep it, so it doesn't matter what they say. They could have been saying anything that doesn't sound anything like the word.
I know.
They tiled the mouths, and they could have been saying anything.
Make a note. Maybe I'll send him an email, because I know Jeff Meacham, who plays Josh on that show.
Uh-huh.
Very funny guy. I've been a guest on this show. And my favorite scene was when they were all in the office, the white people
that
and the black people are sitting on one side of the table.
We can let the people in a little bit, even if they DVR'd it, we don't have to give away the ending. But the young son, Blackish's son, and what's his name? I don't know.
You're right.
Okay. he was doing a rap in the school talent show, but was not doing the radio edit. So he used a racial slur.
He did Jamie Foxx's Gold Digger, and he dropped the N-word.
Yes.
in the actual thing. And so then it's a show about a black family who is, I guess, as a white guy, I'm already playing the role of the people on the other side of the boardroom table. But they're more affluent than what you would think. Oh, this is bad.
Oh, Lord.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're a well-to-do black family.
Yes.
And so they wrestle with this idea of wanting to connect culturally and play that kind of stereotypical ghetto role.
But they had generations, too, because the dad's generation was like, that's under no circumstances can you say that.
But then there are loopholes even within their own thing.
Unless you're talking to your wife.
If you haven't seen the episode, this is wildly
funny,
boring.
But no. It was just a very interesting conversation about a word that you can't say while you're having the conversation.
Yeah, it was great.
And then at work, there was a big debate was breaking out about what words you can say, what words you can't say.
And it was
say.
Just making all the... And then the boss says something like, I like the word colored. And my favorite guy is Dion Cole, who's a great comedian.
Yeah.
Stands up and he pulls a gun and sets it out on the table. But stands away from it and crosses his arms.
Right,
it's
right.
So freaking. All the people go, whoa, whoa, whoa. All the other white people. Oh, it's such a great show. So, yeah, let's move on. What the hell am I doing? Why am I doing it? And why are you here?
It's Jack's theme song.
Yes.
Yes.
This is what he does the hip-hop to. 8 weird things guys do without realizing it. Guys, you're about to learn what you've been doing a few weird things your entire
scared.
Life.
I am so scared.
There's a discussion right now on Reddit.com where women are sharing the weird things guys do without even realizing they're weird. Here are the 8 best ones. Number 8, denying they fell asleep when they're randomly caught napping. Do you do that?
No.
You just go full-blown nap, or...
I wasn't napping.
Okay.
No, no, no. I don't think you're better off asking Luna what I do when I'm caught napping.
That's very interesting. I never would have thought of that.
We're
the blind having a blind conversation right now.
Like, yeah, right.
Have you done that? No.
Right, right. That's very funny.
If we could have our own meta inception level of this, like Blackish, yes. If we would have really been paying attention. Lowering their voice when they talk on the phone, especially to another guy. I'm assuming that they mean, hey, what's up, bro? Like, not like secretly talking to, like,
hello, what's up?
You know?
Where is it? Oh, I'm so hot.
Yeah,
that's my phone voice.
Let's see. Putting their hand down their pants when they watch TV. I've never done that.
I don't do that.
Here's the thing. I know that I never do that. That's not a thing that I've never not realized I've done.
Yeah.
When I'm not doing it, I will admit, I like to go. It's a weird thing where you scratch a lot. Like, there's a lot. Natalie doesn't understand that because she's now in a household of men.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of genital touching and scratching.
Adjustments.
She's like, what are you
need
doing?
To go on. Yeah.
Now, what's great is Jacob, especially. Jacob, he evidently is very prone to bat wing. Evidently, he's got an extra large scrotum for some kind of gigantic boles to grow into. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And he hasn't learned this.
Drop that a hair.
What's up?
I just want to...
You want to really drink this in?
That was really weird. No. It was really? a little too loud for me to hear you.
Okay. no, so he hasn't gotten used to the leg lift, you know what I mean? Where you kind of lift your leg and separate a little bit. So he just goes in it with his hand and just treats it like a trowel, like he's smoothing down concrete down there. And my wife's like, hey, get out of there. What are
pulling
you doing?
Pulling gum off a sidewalk.
So one of my... One of the silliest, most funniest moments of early parenthood for me was when you have the boy and they first discover their junk down there while you're changing the diaper. And everybody always, this is another moment where I guess I'd make parents feel uncomfortable because I would always like kind of let them finish, for lack of a better way of putting it. Like they would get down there and they'd start like strumming it like a guitar. So I just kind of waited out until they were done because I felt like it was the bone. There are many drawbacks to having your father take care of you as a baby.
Yes,
you know what I mean? This, I think, was the one perk. I'm like, I get it, man. Do what you got to do.
Right. You said perk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perk for his prick. keeping large amounts of change scattered around their room. I think I am guilty of this.
I am not guilty of it.
I think not large. Like, I mean, you could probably easily find $2.75 in change in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Like just in random places. Now, if you the change thing in the car, because sometimes down here in LA, they don't have the new parking meters you can put a card in.
Yeah.
So you still have to carry change like you're an Amish person for some reason.
I don't. I rarely have change because I rarely carry cash.
Yeah, I mean.
And when I do, it's in my pocket, and then I lie down on the bed, and then it falls on the floor. So, I mean...
This is going to be a funny sentence for me to say. I carry cash now because my dad suggested I read the book Grow a Pair. And I go, what are you trying to say, Dad? He's like, no. He goes, it's a book. He goes, it's actually really funny, and it is. It's a really funny book about kind of like what we're talking about with how you can't play tag and everything and the pussification of mankind and...
Mm-hmm.
He kind of like talks about how you should kind of man up, and there's a lot of things in there that I was like, oh, it's weird because you read it like, oh, I'm doing that. All right, good. I have a pair.
Right.
Like, because this fucking bald guy who wrote a book said I had a pair, which is weirdly enough, not having a pair. Yeah.
Not only that, that guy's wife made him write that book.
It's very meta.
Yeah.
But that was one of the things that I'm like, I never carry cash. He's like, if you don't have money on you, like that's not, you need to be ready for that situation or whatever. And since I started doing it, I gotta be honest, very happy with it. So I'm just gonna throw this out to you, Papa.
All right.
Start carrying $40-$60 cash. Don't go like 200. Don't go bananas, but you know, have $40-$60 on you cash all the time. You'll be happy. Because how many times has it happened where you're like, fuck, I don't have cash?
Very rarely.
Really?
Yes, I've organized my life in such a way that it...
Oh, really? You have organized your life in such a way that you don't need to text me while I'm at my fucking job making cash to put in my wallet to ask me for a fucking dollar? You walked right into that one, dude.
Okay.
That is so funny to me. Turning down the radio when they get lost. Like, somehow that's the reason.
Absolutely. Yes, it's not that I don't know that I do it. I absolutely insist that, and everyone has to shut up.
Yes. That is so great.
Yes.
It's like a 1987 stand-up joke, but it is the absolute truth.
Yeah.
Spending a really long time in the bathroom on the toilet. I do not do this. Jacob, however, Jacob is like a 1948 father,
right?
In that he goes in there like that as his solace, but then wants to talk to his brother. Like, wants the brother. He's the joke you made about me. He's bringing his brother. They have toys in there while he's taking a shit. I'm like, what are you doing? Just do it and move on. And we only have one bathroom on our house, so it's like if somebody else has to go, and now he's finally getting
better. Yeah, we only have one bathroom in our house. Except for that other one.
The other one that's the ladies' room.
No one else
room.
Can use.
Yeah. You have a ladies' room and a men's room.
And a men's room. I would say medium to yes on the length, but everybody in my house, I mean, it's a...
That's a moment of solace for everybody.
Yeah, it like goes on forever for everybody.
Serenity or something. Like,
yeah.
Here's where I think...
Chad has the whole hands down. I mean,
he's the best?
You could multiply the rest of us. We wouldn't get to how long.
Oh, really?
How long he's in there.
He's like an overachiever in that area. Like, I feel like if you have reading materials next to your toilet that you're spending way too much time.
Well, there is reading material in there. I never touch it.
But why is it in there then?
It just gets left there. By whom, you would ask? Good. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I just think it's funny that, because I get it. Like, here's the thing. I wanted to know why, because I get when you go into a house sometimes, they have magazines there.
Yes.
And I just imagine that's what people are reading when they're dropping a deuce. But if that's not what's happening in your house, then why are they there? Is that like an overflow for the coffee table?
It's sort of where they live. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, are there magazines that show up to the Lancini household and just get dumped off next to the toilet?
They sort of migrate to probably the master bedroom, and then they will find their way into a bathroom. Yeah, because here's the thing. We eat 90% of our meals off that coffee table. I'm not bringing one of those magazines over
from
there.
From the bathroom to the coffee
table? Yeah, well, who knows where it's been?
So is that like the final resting place? Is that is that hospice care for a magazine?
Yes,
is your bathroom? It says it's got 2 weeks to live, and then we got to toss it. So they go from the bathroom straight into the recycling or trash or whatever.
I often
or do
take
you burn
them
in like some kind of mass grave.
This is now I'm going to feel bad that I say this out loud, but we actually take them to a doctor's office.
Yes, please stay at the doctor's office. That's the best.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, crushed it. I'm not putting that shit on my coffee table. Where do you take it?
To the doctor's office.
To the burn ward. let's see. Slapping their pocket to make sure their phone and wallet are in there. Why is that weird? Where else do you keep, like? I can understand it's weird if you keep it like in a belt clip. Or
I mean, that's like saying women dig endlessly through their giant purse to see if they have those.
And
things.
And saying that that's weird behavior.
Just stop it.
I was on board with
grasping at straws.
Yeah, going months without washing or changing their sheets. I feel like that's a single guy thing.
I think that's more of a single guy thing than it is a married guy, but if only because the wife makes him do it.
Well, here's the thing. If it wasn't maybe for the fact that I do this show and happen to enjoy reading Good Housekeeping, then I would probably be a guy who would let it go a month. But I recently learned that you actually are supposed to wash your sheets once a week.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because you recently learned it.
Yeah.
I thought that was just the de facto, but then you're ignoring the rule.
I'm saying I'm victim of number one, possibly up until probably the last year and a half.
I see.
Maybe.
Okay.
And now I wash them once a week. Most they'll go is 2 weeks.
I'm willingly defying the rule.
You're saying I'm not going to wash them every week. Oh, you were laughing. Not that I didn't know that. You're laughing because you also would not have thought that.
I can't remember why I was laughing. It was too far back.
Okay.
Oh, I should have been drunk.
Oh, these are always exciting stories for me, Paco. The best time of day to have sex, depending on your age. So let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Remember when you were younger and were ready to get it on 24 hours a day, no matter how tired, stressed, full, or drunk you were? A sleep expert at Oxford University in England found the ideal time of day for a couple to have sex depends based on your body's natural rhythms, your schedule, and your obligations at different ages. Here's what he found. In your 20s, the best time of day, what would you guess? And you could, if you saw it, I don't care. But
the best time of day in
your
20s,
anytime. Anytime. Yeah, my man. Wait, how about this? We can do both. Do you remember what time of day you had sex most often? Like, was it always at night, or was it more frequently during the day when you were in your 20s having the sex? and making the sexy times?
I would have to say daytime.
Yeah.
Because there are more daylight hours than there are dark hours.
Oh!
Just,
I never would have put those two together. I mean, arguably it's 12 and 12 is the idea, but... you're coherent during more of the daytime hours, fair to say?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it jives with our theory. 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. That's when you have a big energy spike a few hours after lunch. So those Spanish people with the siestas, they know what they're doing.
Wrong. Well, yeah, I see. But I don't I don't remember 3 o'clock being the time.
The magic hour?
No.
The witching hour, as you might say?
Because we were in different separate jobs or whatever it was. It wasn't like we were together.
For Natalie and I would say that because in our early, even though we were married, the early part of our relationship, we were still in college. So we would work at night and get done with school at about 1 or 2-ish and come home, bang around 4 or 5 times. God, those were the days, right?
Okay. Like they were your days. Okay. I never had those days. I think I was.
You should have got married even younger, man.
I think that even at 17 or 18 or 19, I was already 15 years older than you. I mean, like, somehow I was already.
That thing
30.
Where they say you have the heart of a 27-year-old, but your kidneys are 84. Like,
yeah, that.
They'd be like, Buckley, you have the heart of a 27-year-old, but your genitals are 42.
yeah, I was going to say, you were talking about adjusting yourself, hand in your pants. I know now I'm going back to the previous.
Yeah.
Like it was like
we'll fix it in post. Don't worry about it.
First of all, I put my hand down Luna's pants while I'm watching television.
Yeah, there it is.
And second of all, I have.
Are you writing jokes retroactively now?
No, I just didn't say them. Okay. I was thinking about how you started talking about the prodigious size of your son's gonads.
The what?
His large sack.
Thank you. Haven't gotten to that date in the calendar. Oh, speaking of which, I need to advance the calendar. Yeah. It's August 29th still in my vocabulary.
Yes, you're stalled. I did give you credit via Twitter the other day for using tertiary correctly.
I'm not a complete moron.
No, I gave you an attaboy. I wasn't saying you're a moron. I'm saying well done.
Wait, you said that on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you tag me in it?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, the irony of that statement. The mocking of me using a word correctly and not knowing how to use social media correctly.
No, I wasn't mocking you for using it correctly. I was congratulating you for using it correctly.
In a condescending... Okay,
no. Well, yeah, my...
Yeah, yeah. There are no mistakes at this point.
Anyway, here's the thing is that I have to be careful when I sit down now. Mm-hmm. Because as opposed to when I was your age, my balls get to the couch well before I do, and I am in danger of sitting on them every time.
Because you have a protagonist sack?
Yes, it is a protagonist. yes, it's just gravity. I've more often in the last 5 years accidentally nutcrackered myself one way or another than I would have thought possible. No one warned me about that, so I'm letting you know. Keep them high and tight.
Keep it high and tight. Boxer briefs till I die. Yeah. Word. In your 30s, best time. Any guess? Remember, did the time shift when you hit 30? I'm kind of jiving with this study. This was kind of weird for me.
You know what? It's so funny with the 20s. I would have thought late at night after all the bars closed and everything. But I'm gonna go later in the day, Bob. I'm gonna push it I'm gonna push it 8 hours. I'm gonna say 11 p.m.
11 p.m. No, it is 8:20 a.m.
Oh,
now for me, this is because we had children. This is kind of my overall recollection. Is that we would usually do the coitus after Natalie. Natalie would have to stay up all night kind of with the kid.
Yes.
And I expect to get full credit for that on Twitter as well, coitus. Because I think those words, even though they're dirty, should also count as big words for me.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
It's like a golf handicap.
Very few people use tertiary at all, let alone correctly. So
right?
I was very impressed.
I killed it for all intensive purposes. Which is another pet peeve of Paco's. Anyway. That she would get up, do the morning feeding, and then go to sleep, and I would take care of the baby after the morning feeding, and that's when she would get a good chunk of her sleep, and then that's also for whatever reason, even in her exhausted state, that would kind of put her in a good state of mind, and that's when it would work out. So now we're going into the 40s. Now this is where you have experience, and I do not. So the best time for the fornication in your 40s. What would you say?
Was in my 30s. Look, I don't know that I'm the right one for the survey. I don't have nearly as much sex as the rest of you people.
Oh, well, it's not when it does happen, what time of day, though? That's all I'm saying. Listen, okay. we're all in the same boat.
If I'm just going by that, then nighttime, dark time, 10.
That's right.
10, oh, really? 20. Yeah, whoa, nailed it.
Oh, I got it.
Yahtzee.
At least I nailed that.
It's the best way to relax at night and help yourself get a good night's sleep. What I'll do is I'll put this on a coffee mug, and then you can just give that to Luna.
Or it's the best way to have a fight at night
and go to
bed feeling like a failure.
Okay. Now, this is also, you've had experience in this area for a few months now. In your 50s, the best time to make the lovey love time is what?
9:43 a.m.
Oh, you are absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. You're just about the same distance. Actually, you got closer because it's at 10 p.m. I don't know why 20 minutes earlier.
I don't know.
I feel like if you're 49, you could do it twice, once at 10.
Because at 9:47, did I say?
9:43.
I started without her, and then she didn't join me until 10. So
how does that work? Well, is she in her like
kind of prime the
oasis?
Pump.
Yeah, is she in her oasis bathroom, and you like, I'm almost there. You know what I mean? Or do you have a safe word that you use? The launch sequence?
Yes, tertiary.
Tertiary. That's why you're so excited. I used it right. No, I wonder if you could do that. You know how you have the Pavlov's dogs? I wonder if there's a word that you kind of hypnotically suggest to your wife. To make that, you know, turn on the downstairs if you're picking up what I'm
right,
putting
on.
Put her in the mood. Get the juices flowing.
Well, I would say.
You'd have to pick. You would be good at this. This could be a service you could provide with your knowledge of the English language.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you just got to learn the powers of hypnosis. And then you go around and you like, you know, like Kevin Hart was the best man at people's weddings. You're the guy who goes around and hypnotizes somebody's wife. Because what you don't want it to be is something like, you know, honeycomb. You know what I mean? You don't want it to be like a serial that she's going to read. And then all of a sudden she starts orgasming like Ryan and When Harry Met Sally and some.
So I didn't think you were going quite that far with it. I thought we were still within. I didn't know we were going comic book fairy tale with it. I thought we were going. Sorry.
We're talking about hypnosis. That is a real science.
Well, yes, but I can't. I can hypnotize my wife for my situation, but I can't then walk up to your wife and say honeycomb.
No, you give them the suggestion of a word that makes, you know how they, another hypnotist could go to anybody and say, when I say the word chicken, you're going to walk around like a lizard. Why he chose that, I don't know. But you know what I mean? And so you do that, but it's, you know, here's the thing. When I say the word turquoise, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
You are going to be find your husband to be the most attractive man you've ever seen in your life.
I think where I went wrong with this in the beginning was you referenced Pavlov's dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He did not hypnotize the dogs to get that reaction.
What's up?
It was an associative reaction. So I thought, for example, you meant that when she's in the throes of passion,
you would have to ring a bell.
Ring a bell, or you say turquoise, then, or whatever it is.
I kind of like your way, too. So I'm banging my wife. I'm taking her to Pound Town, as Booker calls it.
Yes.
And then when she reaches that moment of climax, you just jump out from behind the headboard and go, turquoise, like that, every time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you'll hear me through the window.
Listen, I would have been paying you overtime in my 20s. Let me just put it that way.
I wonder. No, I agree with you. I think that's interesting. I think the hypnosis is sort of less interesting because it requires that she knows she's being hypnotized mostly. I mean,
I think wives would be okay with being hypnotized into having a trigger word that makes them feel the lovey dove time.
God, I wish I lived in your world.
No, I think it would. I think, listen.
I will
go ask.
The
internet will validate.
I'm sure it will.
The internet will say, yes, we should all be watching each other shower. We should all be watching each other change clothes in a retail department store. And we should all be hypnotizing each other into fucking each other.
Yes.
In your 60s, the best time is 8 p.m., about halfway between dinner and when you go to sleep. So oxytocin can flow through the body the best. It's the hormone connected to climaxing. Mm-hmm. In your 70s and later, the best time is 8 p.m. to help you go to sleep. I hope I'm having sex in my 70s and later. When do you think the equipment is going to shut down? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. It's going to probably just give up hope soon. Just going to shrivel and fall off. No, I don't think so. I don't, not for you. Based on what you've described, I mean, yeah. there's two possibilities.
Start watching your wife in a changing room, maybe.
Listen, I'm trying to get her in one. She went clothes shopping on the weekend. I would have had to hold her while she was sobbing in the changing room if that was going to
do anybody any good. That is still skin-to-skin contact,
yeah,
and you're welcome.
True. It could go either way with you. It could be that you've just worn it out.
Yeah.
And you've had so many boners that you've reached your maximum boner limit.
So it's like that Justin Timberlake movie where they had to pay for time to live. They only live till they're 24
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So our cock has an odometer.
Yes.
A cockdometer.
Yeah, right.
And you're just burning miles without knowing when you have surpassed the warranty on your drivetrain.
Exactly. Because that little readout is on your taint. And who can see that?
Nobody can. Yeah, no. And my wife hasn't seen it in ages. Will not help me out there.
No, not at all. So either that.
If they were as willing to examine us for testicular cancer as we were for them for breast cancer, yes, am I right?
Absolutely.
Nailed it.
So it could be that you just have used them all up.
Mm-hmm.
You in particular.
I mean, that's what
I'm
saying.
Or it could be that you have, like Jack LaLanne, you have given it superhuman conditioning. Yeah. Because of all the juicing, all the milking. Yeah. And and consequently, it's in fantastic shape.
I don't know. I'm not trying to brag, but I think my dick could pull a tugboat across the English Channel with its teeth.
Yes.
Isn't that what happened? Isn't that what he did?
I think that's what he did. Yes. I would bet on your dick. I would put money on your dick is what I would do.
Unfortunately, that's going to stick to the tape. Let's note the time on that one. 2:04. There we go. I don't know. I feel like there's a genetic like end date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's more like nuclear half-life. It just kind of decays and there's an exponential decrease as it, you know what I mean? Like it slopes down the closer you get to its end of days or whatever. And all I know, because that's what I feel now. As a 36-year-old man, I kind of, anytime I feel like I'm not having the fun times with my wife, I'm kind of going, what you don't have the foresight, added to it, my wife is not the lady who plans. She doesn't see into the future. That's my job in our relationship. But it seems awfully self-serving for me to explain, like, pretty soon you're not going to be able to enjoy this. That day will happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then she's to which she replies, I don't enjoy it right now.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I guess that day has arrived now. The end of days for my junk has arrived. That was our show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/dadpodcast. Also, join the fan lounge, Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. Send in your questions for Rachel, our family and sex therapist. You can send those in via email, via Facebook, whatever is clever for you. All of our social media handles, I mean that Twitter, Paco's Instagram, where he posts pictures from the show. All of that is in the description of this episode. If you'd like to watch the show via a weird fisheye lens on Periscope sometime, feel free to check out our Twitter handle @DadPodcast in the description of this. Listen live, all that stuff. Tell three people about the show. Help us spread the word. I think it's going to be Thursday for anybody who wants to tune in live. Thursday, probably around 12:30-ish is when we will be back. Paco is going on a fantastic trip.
Yes.
Can you say where you're going?
I'm going to Utah.
Don't. No. Okay.
No. Sorry.
Don't.
No.
Okay, Utah.
No. I am very much looking forward to.
This is not your first time, though, to Utah.
No.
It's beautiful, though, right?
It's gorgeous. We're actually going to get together. The four of us are going to get together with Chad and Diego and Luna and I.
That's going to be awesome. I think it's going. I don't know if it's snowing there or not, but I just know that it's just a gorgeous, like, state.
Yeah,
it's tons of, like, wilderness places.
I thought just the scenery it looked like I was looking at Mordor. I mean, it was just a beautiful mountain that I was driving past on my way to this thing. Yeah.
The idea of the name being Mordor, I don't know the reference.
Middle Earth. It's Middle Earth.
Okay.
It
sounds way
Lord
horrible.
Of the Rings. I know.
You were so excited to see. I imagine just rock and lava.
It should have been. It was a terrible.
It's the aftermath of that.
It was a terrible ride.
All right. Well, before you leave on your vacation, please tell us about our fantastic Amazon banner available at thedadpodcast.com.
Awesome. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nailed it. Okay. Okay.
I didn't know you were talking about me.
Okay. Okay.
I need some sexy music.
Oh, you need to. I don't have a lot of it. Let's see. Is that going to be?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll do it.
Listen, people, this is Paco's boner.
asking you to head over to the Dad Podcast website and slide down to the bottom and push your way through that banner onto the Amazon website. Yeah.
There you go.
And there, you're going to make a bookmark. And you're going to book it and book it and book it. And every time you go back, you're going to use that bookmark again. And it's going to not cost you anything. And it's going to mean a great deal to Daddy.
That's right.
Because it's going to help him get it up. We know you're going to do it because you love you some Paco.
Are you done?
Okay.
Thank you. Michael Caine with a K because you're a porn star. That's what I decided to do with that. On behalf of porn star Paco and Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Worsham saying hug your kids, hump your loved one, and stay frosty, my friends.